And we also spent some time teaching in Shanghai.
我们也在上海教了一段时间的书。
And on the island of Yuan off the coast of Guangzhou.
也去了温州沿海沿海的小岛上的城市。
God is indeed doing a great work in China.
神在中国实在是在施行很大的工作。
And it's very great blessing to see how God is working so much with the young generation of leaders that are emerging in the church there in China.
而且我们特别欢喜地看到神在年轻的人这一代当中所做的工作，并且在中国的教会所做的工作。
Mary and I have fallen in love with the people of China.
Mary 和我非常喜欢中国人。
And they are very much a part of our family.
而且他们也像我们的家人一样。
And I'm thankful for Skype.
我觉得非常感激啊，有 Skype 这种东西。
Because we talk regularly with the young leaders in China by Skype.
因为我们在这里还可以用 Skype 常常跟中国的年轻的基督徒领袖保持联系。
I'm also thankful for good translators.
我也对一个好的翻译表示感恩。
I could not speak Chinese sufficiently to communicate without one.
我不会讲中文，没有翻译就没办法。
So it's a blessing to come and sing with you when you're singing in Mandarin and I'm singing in English, but we're singing the same song.
觉得真的是非常大的祝福。我们一块来敬拜神，我们唱的是英文，你们唱的是中文。
I think that's how it will be done in heaven.
我想在天堂里面一定也是这样。
We will sing together in all of our languages, but we'll know that we're singing the wonderful songs of Zion.
我们就在一起唱，一起在天堂里面唱西安的歌。
So it's just a joy to be a part of the family of God worldwide.
所以真的是看到神在全世界的家，不同种族的人在一起，非常的喜乐。
I bring you greetings too from your sister congregation in Philadelphia, Pilgrim Church.
我也向大家，向大家传达来自我的教会，Pilgrim Church， 他们弟兄，我的教会弟兄姐妹的问候。
Our pastor Eric Larson said to make sure to greet you for him and for the church.
我们教会的牧师Eric Larson. Eric Larson. Okay, 我们教会的牧师也向大家问好。
We're going to look today briefly at 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 through chapter 3, verse 3. 1 John 2, 28 through chapter 3, verse 3.
我们今天要看的经文来自约翰一书第二章二十八节到第三章的第三节。
Listen as I read this portion of God's word, first in English and then it'll be read in Chinese.
好，我们先用英文来念这段经文，然后来用中文来念。
And now, dear children, continue in him so that when he appears, we will may be confident and ashamed before him at his coming.If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
约翰一书第二章二十八节到第三章第三节，小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
When we were doing the baptism, I asked you to reflect on your own baptism.
当刚才在施洗的时候，我也请大家去思考自己的受洗。
What does baptism mean to you?
受洗是什么意思呢？
It calls on us to be repentant for our sins against our covenant God.
圣喜就是让，就是呼召我们，让我们去远离罪，并且回应神的约。
It stirs up our faith because baptism is a guarantee of the promises of God to faith.
受洗挑战了我们的信心，因为受洗来自于我们跟我们立约的神。
It also portrays before us newness of life in Christ, who has sealed His covenant with us by the blood of His own Son.
神借着他的儿子的宝血，向我们应许了永生和在主里面新的生命。
It's important that we remember that each and every believer has come to this saving relationship with Christ by an act of adoption by our loving Heavenly Father.
我们有一点非常重要要记住的，就是当你在接受耶稣基督宝血的时候，你便进入神的国度，成为了属神的儿女。
That's right. None of us are natural sons and daughters of God.
你说的很对，我们跟神的，我们是神的儿女，但却不像人的宗族那样。
We are adopted children of God through His only Son, Jesus Christ.
我们通过神独生的儿子耶稣基督，被神接纳成为他的儿女。
John 1 verses 10 through 13 states, He was in the world, and through Him the world was made. Yet the world did not recognize Him.
约翰福音的第一章第十节这样说，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He came to those who were his own, but they didn't. His own did not receive him.
往下看到经文，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Children not born not by human descent.
这等人不是从血气生的。
Nor of human decision, nor a husband's will.
不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
But children born of God.
乃是从神生的。
Know what this passage teaches.
这一段经文教给我们什么呢？
That Jesus, first of all, that Jesus is the creator of the world, and that by virtue of creation we all belong to him.
首先，主耶稣是这个世界的创造主，因着创造的缘故，我们都属于他。
Even though we belong to him, we rejected him.
虽然说我们属于他，但是我们却拒绝他。
Choosing instead to belong to the kingdom of darkness.
选择成为了黑暗国度的奴隶。
But to those who do receive him, who believe in his name,
但是那些因信主耶稣基督的名而属于他的人，
he gives the right and privilege to be called the children of God.
他就得了这种特殊的权柄，可以被称为神的儿女。
Born of God.
由神生的。
Ephesians 1:5 amplifies this further, where he says, In love he predestined to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.
以弗所书一章五节更强调了这样的观点，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
In accordance with his pleasure and will,
按照神所喜悦的旨意，
to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
在他所爱的儿子当中，他给了我们极丰盛的恩典。
This act of adoption was accomplished before the creation of the world when he chose us in Christ.
我们被接纳进入神的国度，乃是在创世之前就实现的。
This is all the more amazing when you read on in Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 3, where you find a description of yourself before you came into a saving relationship to Christ.
当我们在读以弗所书二章一到三节的时候，会更惊讶，看到我们在进入神的国度之前，我们在做什么。
What he says is true of all of us.
他所说的对于我们每一个人来说都可以应用。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world.
他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。
And of the king, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
顺服空中掌权者的首领。
The spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
All of us also lived among them at one time.
我们从前也都在他们中间。
Gratifying the cravings of our own sinful nature.
放纵肉体的私欲。
following its desires and thoughts.
随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Like the rest, we all were objects of wrath, God's wrath.
本为可怒之子，和别人一样，这里的怒气指的是神的愤怒。
You see, God's adoption of us as His children involves transferring us from the kingdom of darkness of sin into His kingdom or into His family.
我们原本是属黑暗国度的子民，但是神却愿接纳我们做他的儿女，进入属神的国度。
Ephesians 2 goes on to state that this transfer is accomplished by God's own saving action in Christ.
在以弗所书第二章一到三节的时候，更加强调，这样我们进入神的国度唯一的办法就是借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
Adopting children is a special thing.
对于我们来说，收养一个孩子是一个非常特殊的事情。
Our oldest daughter is currently in the process of adopting a child.
我们的大女儿现在正想收养一个孩子。
And this child was born into this world in very difficult circumstances.
孩子出生的时候，他身边的环境非常的困难。
But God placed this baby in their home.
但是呢，孩子但是上帝把这个孩子放在了他的家中。
When she was just 4 days old.
当他出生了才有四天的时候。
And the amazing thing about an adoption, which is different than our natural births,
收养和我们自然的生产有很大不同。
Is that this child is chosen in a very special way?
因为这个孩子被选择的时候很特殊。
She did not have a home, but God placed her into a home.
她本来无家可归，但是神为她找到了一个家。
And she was introduced into the family of a Christian mother and father who love God and are teaching her even now at age of a year and a half the ways of God.
并且这个小女孩她的爸爸妈妈都是基督徒，用属神的方式来教导她。
And one of the things that happens when she's fully adopted is that she gets a name change.
而且还有一个很大变化，就是她被收养了以后，她名字都改了。
Now, my daughter and her husband are keeping the baby's first name, but she gets a new last name.
我的大女儿和女婿虽然说把她的把她的这个名字给把她的姓。
But it's important for us to remember that in our adoption into the family of God, we too were given a new family name.
他的名字没变，但是把他的姓给改了。也就是说，我们作为基督徒在进入神的国度的时候，神也把我们的姓给改了。
We are given the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
因为我们现在是奉我们现在的 family name 就是我们的姓是父子圣灵。
A new family name in the family of the living God.
这个姓是属于神的。
Children of the living God.
我们是他的儿女。
And that's what happens at baptism. Baptism, you know, in many places when a child is baptized, they are given finally announced the name of the baby.
这通常是在施洗的时候，孩子的名字会被公布出来。
But the real announcement isn't Anderson James Yu, though that's wonderful.
我们杨德山，他的名字是Anderson James Yu， 是一个很美妙的名字。
But it's Anderson James Yu, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但大家要注意，他不仅仅是 Anderson James Yu， 他是父子圣灵的 Anderson James Yu。
A child of the living God.
他是永生神的孩子。
And we pray that God, all the days of his life, he'll hear the songs of Jesus and the word of Jesus in his home.
我们真的希望 Anderson 在长大的，我们如此祷告，希望 Anderson 在他成长的过程当中，在他家里能常常听到属于主耶稣的歌，能常常听到主耶稣的话语。
Now Jesus was God's one and only Son.
主耶稣是神唯一的儿子。
The only one born without sin, conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
他是童贞女玛利亚所生的神独生的儿子。
Not only was he born without sin, but he lived without sin.
他不仅出生的时候没有罪，并且他的这一生也都没有犯过罪。
Though he was tempted in every way just like you and I, he never did sin.
虽然说他所受的试探就像我们所受的试探一样，但是他却从来没有犯罪。
And so when we are baptized into His name, into the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are baptized into His life, His death, His resurrection, and His heavenly ascension.
所以当我们在受洗归入主耶稣基督的时候，我们归入了父子圣灵的名，同时也归入了基督的死，他的生，他的死，他的复活和他的生命。
When Jesus, the righteous, perfect Son of God, died on the cross,
当主耶稣这样圣洁公义的神独生的儿子死在十字架上的时候，
He died in the place of all of us who believe in Jesus' name.
他为我们每一个信主耶稣基督之名的人的罪去死。
Not only did we die with Christ, we also rose with Christ.
我们不仅和基督同死，我们也与他同活。
And when he ascended into heaven, we ascended with him and are now seated with him in the heavenly place at the right hand of God.
当他复活升天，当他升到天上去的时候，我们也同样升到天上去，并且坐在神的旁边。
And right now, Jesus is at the Father's right hand representing us and is pouring out God's grace lavishly, lavishly upon us all.
现在主代表我们，现在主耶稣代表我们向天父去祈求，并且天父在我们的身上挥霍他的爱。
Paul tells us that as God's adopted children, we are holy and blameless before God because of the perfect life of Christ.
现在因为主耶稣完美的生命，我们在神面前也是无可指摘的。
We are redeemed by His blood, and in Him we have the full forgiveness of sin.
我们被主耶稣的血所救赎，同时我们的罪也被神所赦免。
And he was instrumental in the gospel coming to us that brought life to our lives and gave us life in his name.
当福音进入到我们的生命的时候，因着主耶稣的名，我们有了新的生命。
And Paul says he also gives all of his believing children the gift of his Holy Spirit as a down payment guaranteeing the full inheritance that we have as heirs of Christ, heirs with Christ.
并且保罗也提醒我们，当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就受了圣灵的印记，这是我们得着天上基业的凭据。
Now that is truly amazing grace. What wonderful love!
这是奇异的恩典，奇妙的爱。
He calls us his children.
他称我们为他的孩子。
And we call him Father.
我们称他为父。
Our Father.
我们的父。
Children of God, that's what we are.
我们是神的孩子，这就是我们的身份。
We carry His name as a constant reminder of our inclusion in God's covenant of promise, children of the loving Heavenly Father.
因着这样的称呼，我们常常应想到神给我们的应许，我们是永生神的孩子。
There's one more thing to note in this passage in conclusion.
在我们今天所看的经文当中，还有另外一点我们需要总结。
We have not yet, he tells us in verse 2 of chapter 3, we have not yet seen the full completion of his work in us.
在经文当中我们看到我们现在还没有看到神已经完成的工作。
It has not yet fully been made known what we shall be.
而且我们现在也不知道我们将来完全的样子是怎样。
But Paul makes this wonderful affirmation.
但是保罗给了我们一个非常奇妙的肯定。
When he says that we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
因为我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Amazing.
这实在是太奇妙了。
Born going one way, sin laden, sin broken, sin scarred, sin dead.
当我们出生的时候，我们是罪人，并且我们因罪受伤，我们身上还有罪所留下的印记。
But in Christ, remade to look like Jesus.
但是在主耶稣基督里，我们成了新的受造，并且我们要像他。
So remember your baptism.
所以大家请你们记得你们受洗的时候。
It's a sign of this wonderful grace of God.
这是主奇妙的恩典的印记。
It's a seal guaranteeing it to our faith.
这是我们得基业的，我们信心的凭据。
No one, No one is more secure than the loved ones of the Savior.
没有人能够像我们这样在我们的救主的爱中更加安全的。
And now early in the service we sang the song How Great Thou Art.
当我们在今天最开始的敬拜当中唱你真伟大这首歌的时候，
Now, I don't know how many of you noted that that's a Swedish hymn.
不知道大家有没有注意到那个是瑞典的歌。
My mother was Swedish.
我妈妈是瑞典人。
And that song was sung in our home from the time when I could remember understanding any English, we sang that song.
我从记事以来，我们家就一直在唱这首歌。
But there's another wonderful Swedish hymn.
但是呢，还有另外一个瑞典的歌也非常好。
It's actually our family hymn. It was my mother's family hymn, and she taught it to her children, and we've taught it to our children, and our sons are now teaching it to their children.
这是我们家祖传的赞美诗，一代一代又一代妈妈教孩子。
And it's the song "Children of the Heavenly Father."
那就是第五十四首《天父儿女何等安全》在我们的生命圣诗上。
I'm going to read four of the verses, and then we'll translate that by sail.
Okay, 是五十对不起，是五十三首。那我想为大家来念一下歌词。
Goes like this. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. God His own doth tend and nourish. In His holy courts they flourish. From all evil things He spares them in His mighty arms. Bears them. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord His children sever. Unto them His grace He showeth.And their sorrows all he knoweth. More secure is no one ever than the loved ones of the Savior, not yon star in high abiding, nor the bird in home nest hiding.
天父儿女何等安全，天父儿女何等安全，在他怀中永得眷佑，胜过星星天上居住，胜过飞鸟巢中安歇。天父儿女不论生死，由他引领，永无离弃。愁情忧伤他都知道，乐与供应满足恩赐，无论赏赐亦或收取，天父爱我永无转动，他的心意只有一事，护庇儿女全然成圣。
Let us pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Lord, how blessed it is to be called a child of God.
主啊，我们蒙了多么大的福分，能够被称为你的儿女。
For that's what we are.
这就是我们的身份。
Made your children by the great work, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus the Christ.
因为主耶稣基督他的受死、复活、他的生命，我们再一次受造，成了你的儿女。
Lord, stir up our faith to praise you.
主啊，求你来挑战我们的信心，让我们来敬拜你、赞美你。
Give us joy in walking in your path all the days of our life.
让我们满有喜乐，并且常常行在你的道路当中。
We praise you for the destination that you're bringing us to.
我们感谢你，你给我们这一生要去的目的地。
And we look forward to that glorious day when we shall be in your presence and see Jesus just as he is.
当我们与耶稣基督面对面的时候，就要见到他的真体了。我们赞美你。
And become like him, finally and fully free.
到那时，我们便像他，并且完完全全得到了自由。
Lord, as we wait the coming of that day, keep us strong in faith in Christ.
主啊，在我们等待那荣耀的一天来到的时候，求你让我们在耶稣基督里面刚强壮胆。
Give us delight in knowing Jesus.
让我们因为认识耶稣基督而喜乐。
Give us delight in serving Jesus.
让我们因为服侍他而喜乐。
And Lord, build a longing in our heart to be with you forever.
主啊，求你让我们心里渴求你，愿永永远远与你同在。
We ask this for the sake of and in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.
我们以上祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名。阿门。